Hello everyone, my name is Sydney Chandler-Monet and I'm the host of Perfect Timing Podcast, and today my guest is Ayana Johnson. Hi Ayana.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm just fantastic. I just can't wait to start this conversation with you. But Ayana Johnson is an 11-year-old and born in Daytona Beach, Florida. She currently resides in Atlanta, Georgia. She loves TikTok, riding her hoverboard, swimming, and having movie nights. She really values spending time with her family, friends, and dogs. She also enjoys playing Roblox. Her favorite food is mac and cheese. Her favorite color is blue. Her favorite singers are Ariana Grande and Beyonce. Ayana is very creative. She's learning to make her own animations and video games, in which she creates storylines and does the voiceovers. Ayana loves acting and being on set. She started her acting journey in the theater at the age of 5 and has been in the cast in lead roles such as Annie and Tinkerbell. She started modeling at the age of 6 and became an ambassador of Orlando International Fashion Week. She dreams of becoming a professional print model and actress. She was included in the National Junior Beta Club last school year. Ayana has a big personality and an even bigger heart. Wow, what a bio, Ayana.
Thank you.
Yeah, you were just like me when I was 11. I always was on my computer making programs and animations, and I used to play Roblox all day long, let me tell you, because it was just such a fun thing to do with me and my friends, and, you know, I think that we can really relate in that way.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get started, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, so what projects are you currently working on?
I'm currently working on a sci-fi series called Deceptive State, and I did a video on Kit Nation by Ludacris, and right now I'm working on, because I'm the star of a show called Saving Nina. It's a series, and it's about domestic violence and how we need to stop it.
Wow, and how do you feel about playing that character in such a strong role and something as a topic as big as domestic violence? How do you feel about that?
I feel pretty good knowing that I can help save people's lives and that it can show that you can help people and it can help the community and stuff like that.
Of course. And again, like a topic like domestic violence, unfortunately, it's something that happens every day around us. And you are representing what that can be like in this upcoming story. So I can't wait to see you in it.
Thank you.
So what is your favorite thing to do on set, especially when you're in the green room waiting for your participation?
I like to explore and see what I'm working with. I like to meet new people as well, but have to be quiet when they start filming, of course. But yeah.
Of course. So what is it about the set that you like so much? I know that for me, when I'm dancing on the stage, I love to just look out at the audience and just look at the lights and see everything lit up from around me. So what about the set do you find so appealing and intriguing to you?
How many people are watching. I know it doesn't matter how many people are watching, but just knowing that many people are there to support you is great.
Me being a ballet dancer, I see that all the time, and just seeing everyone out in the crowd appreciating our art and really seeing it for what it is, it just makes us want to keep doing and doing it more, right?
Of course.
So what is the normal day like for Ayana Johnson? Take me through a day of you.
Well, I wake up, I get ready for school, then I do school, then I play with my dog, talk to my brother, and then chat with friends, and then we'll eat dinner and then go to bed.
Everything is just so all over the place right now, and, you know, I really think having a schedule is important, and it keeps us all in check, and you really seem to have one going for you. Something that makes you feel ready and set for your day is just really important, and I really implore you to keep doing what you're doing and just be able to realize what's going on around you and just know your environment and just live in it and just be yourself.
Yes, of course. I also do a table read for Saving Nina every Wednesday, I think.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I never really heard of that before. Can you explain what that is?
Oh, yeah, Saving Nina was the one I was talking about, the domestic violence and how to stop it.
So you do a table read on how to stop domestic violence?
Yes, the table read is like the script for the show.
Ah, so that's like theater talk, huh?
Yes. It's just an we do it on Zoom so we can have a feel and how everyone connects to each other.
Oh, okay. So yeah, that's a way for you to, really connect with each other, even though it's virtual, that you're able to sit with your castmates and really go through how you want the story to play out.
Yeah.
That's interesting to see. But like we were talking about earlier in your day, what is the very first thing that you like to do in the morning?
I like to stretch and make sure I have everything planned for the day before I start getting ready for stuff.
Of course, because again, I like to be the same. I like to call myself a control freak because sometimes if things don't go according to plan, sometimes I'm like, okay, let's rewind. But you are able to, really set out what you want to do for the day and what you want to accomplish. And I think that's why you are so successful in what you do, because you have a plan and then you really go through it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Ayana, for joining me thus far. And thank you to my listeners for joining me thus far as well. And we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Vonette Wright. I want to invite you to listen to my upcoming podcast, The Hand That You've Been Dealt. It's going to be a very informative podcast that deals with situations we deal with in our personal and professional life. Make sure you tune in every Friday at 4 p.m.
Hey, this is Sydney Trelawney, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that'll be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that'll talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing. Thank you, everyone, for joining me again. And thank you, Ayana, for joining me thus far. And let's get right back into it. So, again, talking about Saving Nina, when do you expect this to be released?
Around 2021. We don't have an exact date yet, but we know it should come out around 2021.
Wow. So what impact are you expecting to leave on the community after this movie or series does release?
For people to be more kind to each other and, yeah.
Of course, but I mean, that's really all it takes, just that kindness in the, the family setting and the house setting, and just being able to really see each other for who we are as a family. I think it's really important. And for you to be playing this character and role in this domestic violence kind of world, I really think it's inspiring, you being so young and just wanting to let the world know that this happens every day and you want to show that.
Yeah, I just want to let everyone know that you're not alone, and I just want everyone to be kind to each other and that treat everyone the way you want to be treated.
Of course, that's the golden rule.
Yeah, and that it's okay to seek therapist help.
Of course. And again, you're just that was just so sweet of you to add, and just you wanting to really help out and let everyone know that there's someone there for you is really sweet and kind.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So how much time does it normally take for you to learn your script, and do you get a little nervous when you're on set?
I don't get nervous because, I'm used to it already, so I don't really get nervous. Oh, and then it takes me I memorize things really fast. Like, I guess it's like an hour.
Wow. And again, you're so young and you're able to remember your script and know your lines and just, you don't, she said, I don't get nervous at all. I'm ready to start when I'm ready to start. And, being a dancer, I can't really learn things that quickly. I really have to go through and perfect it. And you're like, nope. I got it. Let's go. And it's just really awesome and just really professional of you.
Why, thank you.
Of course. So what's something that people can learn from that, you being so punctual and on the dot? What do you think others can learn from that?
they can learn that you don't have to be shy all the time. You can break out, be free, and be who you are, be yourself.
Of course, because we have to show the world who we are, because there's only one you, there's only one me, and we have to make our mark. And you're making such an amazing mark on our world right now, and I can't wait to see everything
Thank
that
you
accomplish.
Thank you so much.
Of course. So what is a song that pumps you up and gets you really in the mood to start your day?
Can't stop the feeling.
I love that song.
Yes. Sometimes I don't even need the music. I just have it in my head because every word's memorized. So I just dance before I get ready.
And that's adorable. And again, that just puts you in the mood, right? And it gets you ready for your day. You're all pumped up and you're ready to go and be the best Ayana that you can be.
Yep.
So what does a perfect Sunday afternoon look for you?
A perfect Sunday afternoon is me getting to sleep in and just a relaxing day. I don't have to stress out about stuff. Just relax. And there's school tomorrow, so.
Awesome. I mean, I feel the same way. Like, sometimes I just really feel like a blue spa and just, you know, drink my tea, maybe take a bath and just really reset for the week and just, you know, really get that revive and just think, okay, we're going to take this day and the next day it's like right back to work. So I really think that really self-care is really important and you are valuing that. And I really think at a young age, that's good to have because I feel like, especially now we're so hard on ourselves, but you're still able to say, I deserve this break and I deserve this time and space to really relax and then get right back at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
So again, going back to Saving Nina, what is the biggest challenge on taking on this role, if there are any?
The biggest challenge, I'll say, is staying in character, because some parts you want to laugh, but you can't laugh because you have to stay in character.
Yeah, and then again, us being theater kids, we have to portray it to the audience, because if we can't believe it ourselves, the audience won't believe it. So we have to get in that professional base and be like, okay, we're here to present and we're here to show and tell a story, and we got to inhabit it to make sure the audience does, and we just have to portray that story in the best way that we can.
Yes, of course.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about being an upcoming actress and just, in, especially in COVID-19 right now, what is something that you want to share with the listeners?
Just to keep studying, keep going, and you can do anything you want to do if you put your mind to it.
Absolutely. And that's all it takes. If you believe in yourself, you're able to take on anything. So you guys heard him. If there's something that you want to start, just start now and just get to it and just really just believe in yourself and have that faith in yourself to do what it is that you have to do. And Ayana, again, you're such a great role model for that. And I'm so excited to have you on and just talk about everything that you are trying to represent.
Yes, thank you for having me on.
Of course. So we're going to play a little game. I'm really excited to get into this. Okay, so this is going to be like fast fact questions. It's just going to be like this or that questions. You have to answer as quickly as possible.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Kittens or puppies?
Puppies.
Winter or summer?
Summer.
Your Christmas or your birthday?
Birthday.
Favorite dessert you can't live without?
I can't live without my family.
Tennis or dress shoes?
Tennis shoes.
If you had the opportunity to hang out with a celebrity, who would it be?
Beyonce.
Wow. What is something that I remember that you said earlier in your bio that you really love Beyonce. So what about Beyonce and her attitude? What about her makes you, you know, idolize her so much?
Well, she's fierce and, well, we have the same birthday, so.
Period. Oh, wow. You guys have the same birthday.
Yeah.
Wow. So, again, thank you so much, Ayana, for joining me today. So we are so proud of what you're doing, and we wish you all the success. So how can my supporters follow you?
They can follow me on my Instagram, which is AyanaJohnson1. Oh, and you can spell it as IYONNAH in Johnson, which is JOHNSON. Oh, and one.
Well, you guys heard her. Please make sure you guys go follow her and support this upcoming actress and everything that she's doing.
I'm so glad that you have me.
Of course. And thank you, Ayana, and thank you to my listeners for joining me again today. And just make sure you guys go support Ayana on her Instagram and all of her other socials. So, again, thank you guys so much, and be able to look for her soon in Saving Nina coming in 2021. So, again, thank you to my listeners for joining me, and this is Perfect Timing.
Goodbye!
Já está aí.